Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
As the entire football world comes together to eviscerate Todd Boehly for his suggestion of an all-star game in the Premier League, we ask the question on the second captain's world service, is it really such a terrible idea? Hey, Murph.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Could be a bit of crack watching United and Liverpool players play together, as seemed to dawn on Jurgen Klopp as he first ridiculed and then slowly seemed to almost warm to the idea.
Well, what happened is he ridiculed it and then he started figuring out what it meant in his brain as he was
so
speaking.
So you're telling me Man United and Liverpool have to play together?
North East? North.
And those
Newcastle?
London clubs? No, anyway, there's no room in the calendar. So that's that. I don't know. I think there's a few reasons that we go into on the World Service why it could potentially work. At least it seems a bit reactionary and foolish to just rule it out straight away, basically because of who said it, rather than taking the idea on its merits. Isn't that right, Jonathan Wilson? Just a bit of fun, this idea of an all-star game?
But I would argue you can't have a fun football match. Yeah, you know, it's not how it works. Like, cricket, it would work with. But you can't just have individuals turning up and knocking the ball about. That's just not football. It's not fun. Cricket, it would work. It would be fine. You get together 11 blokes. Yeah, he bowls at him. That's quite interesting to watch. That's why cricket can have half a dozen T20 franchises around the world where you mix and match these sides. And I don't like it. I'd prefer it was still Durham versus Yorkshire or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it works because my abilities as a bowler are far less contingent as on the bloke at the other end's abilities as a bowler than if I'm playing at right back. And I'm looking constantly to the right side of centre back and the right side of the midfielder. I'm a centre midfielder dropping to my space. You know, they have a profound impact on how I play, whereas I can just turn up and bowl.
Yeah.
You know, it's different sports permit this to a different extent. Football is a sport which just does not permit this.
Well,
it'd be like the worst of soccer, mate. It would make a mockery of a sport, it'd be a travesty of a sport.
Well, I mean,
What was really insulting was the idea that this should fund the pyramid.
Well, he's just saying that as a sop, right?
Well, of course it's a sop, but even to say that is insulting.
Right.
Because the idea that the pyramid needs charity, this is the worst kind of American capitalist philanthropy to solve their consciences. Just put in place a proper welfare system. Put in place a proper structure.
Pay for it through direct taxation.
All right, so Jonathan didn't agree with our take there, but we had a very good, very healthy, very robust debate with Jonathan on that.
And
today.
Respectful, on very respectful.
It was largely respectful in parts. Yeah, that's available for you right now, as well as all our Champions League coverage this week featuring the goal, Murph. The goal. And by the goal, I do, of course, mean the one. The penalty that they finally got past the Rangers goalkeeper, Alan McGregor.
It was what a night it was last night, Owen. Ken was rather surprised at your decision to start the show today with Alan McGregor's heroics rather than Erling Haaland scoring. What? Well, I mean, I was going to say it's an iconic goal, but can it really be iconic if you're also 99% sure that he's going to score 80 goals like that over the course of the next four seasons for Man City?
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous.
Now, one of the many reasons to get yourself signed up to the World Service is to reacquaint yourselves with the great US Murph, who was back on this week for the start of the new NFL season, just before halftime in Sunday's match between the Bears and the 49ers at a rainy Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears were lining up a field goal when they were hit with an unsportsmanlike conduct call for bringing a towel onto the field.
It's a 15-year penalty every day of the goddamn weekend.
To wipe some excess water off the field. That 15-yard penalty was enough to push them out of field goal range, and it was enough to jog US Murph's memory about another famous incident of field goal skullduggery from 1982. Would it shock you to find out the New England Patriots were involved?
Winter in New England, not the vacation of choice for the Miami Dolphins, especially after they fell prey to a bizarre chain of events that left wounds that even time will not heal.
It's the first time since I've been in professional football we've ever taken such serious exception to something which happened on the field. That kind of thing should not occur as a result of somebody putting a snowplow run by...
The most unsportsmanlike act that I've ever been around.
The incident unfolded when Patriots head coach Ron Meyer called on an unexpected source to set the wheels in motion for victory. Snowplow driver Mark Henderson, a convicted burglar employed at the stadium on a weekend work furlough program, rode to the rescue and cleared a small area that enabled the Patriots to get a toehold for a field goal.
I was bewildered. I really was bewildered about what was happening out there on the field in front of my eyes. And the magnitude of it never really set in until after he had lined up and kicked the field goal.
Smith comes to the ball. There is the boot. It's flying down.
So that fella who was driving around his snowplow, as you hear there, was on furlough from the local jail.
Penitentiary.
He didn't exactly keep a low profile, but obviously not. I mean, I should say he was there legitimately on a furlough scheme and had every right to plow that field, albeit it didn't seem to be entirely within the rules of the game. He was just doing what...
Yeah, he was ordered to do by the Patriots organization. Yeah.
He did that, and rather than lay low afterwards, he sat there basking in the glory on the sideline of what was a 3-0 win. That should be stated. I don't think it's in the audio there. There was only one score.
That was the only score in the game, and our boy did it. What are they going to do to me? Throw me in jail?
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's what he said. Supposedly, that's what he said to the journalist. Who knows? But that's what the lore tells us all these years later. In yet more field goal related news, the Cincinnati Bengals were beaten in overtime, largely because of an injury to their long snapper. So what exactly does a long snapper do for a living, Brian?
Yeah, talk about a specialized guy. So you guys know, you guys are football fans, and you guys know what extra points are, and you guys know what punts are, and you guys know what field goals are.
Yes.
Well, the center... The man with the ball who snaps the ball back to the holder, who is 7 yards back, is called the long snapper, and that's all he does. That's it. He doesn't moonlight as a running back. He doesn't moonlight as a wide receiver. He doesn't moonlight as an offensive tackle or guard or center. He doesn't moonlight as a D lineman. They burn a roster spot on one man to simply snap the ball for field goals, point after touchdowns, and punts.
So this is the guy who has the ball, who bends down, throws it back to the other guy who then places it for the field goal kicker.
You are correct. And that he's different from the center on every offensive play. It's because the quarterback, Tom Brady or whoever you like, gets the ball from the center on every play. That guy's different from the long snapper. Like you'd think, okay, well, that guy snaps the ball to Tom Brady. Shouldn't he be the guy who snaps it to the holder? No, no, no. In the world of the NFL, we have developed the specialized long snapper. Those guys are fascinating guys. They have one job, and I covered the NFL for years and years, and you go to practice, and you know, these guys out there working hard, man. They're big men playing a violent game. And then off to the side, you have this one guy who just bends over, takes the ball in his hands, and just fires it up near his butt back towards a guy. And he just does it over and over and over and over and over. And you're like, is this guy going to do this for like 3 hours of practice? You know, like pretty much. They do it for like 45 minutes. Then they kind of hang out. Then they do it a few more times. Then they hang out. Then they're like, yeah, let's go get something to eat. So, yes, we actually had long snappers can be good personalities too, because, you know, they're kind of quirky because they have such an unusual job. Paulie Mack and I on the Murph and Mack show, we had the long snapper for the 49ers for years and years was a guy named Brian Jennings. We had a weekly show with him. How about that? We had a weekly show with the long snapper because he was such a funny personality and he would offer kind of fun perspective. They're kind of a fly on the wall in the locker room, you know, because they're not the guys who are like going to intense meetings or game plans. They just kind of sit back and sip their coffee and just watch everything. And then, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, they go out and they snap the ball. Guys, there's long snapper camps. Like you could, like if you're raising a kid and you want to get like a college scholarship or something, you know, starting in, you know, age, you know, 12, 13, 14, start sending them to long snapper summer camp where you just, you know, spread your feet wide, bend your head to the ground, take your two hands, get that ball. They got like a certain grip on it right there. And then there's a certain way to fire it through the through your legs backwards under your butt that has a certain spiral to it. There's like a science to it, man. It's intense. So all hail the long snapper. And you see what happens if the Bengals lose their long snapper, they're in trouble.
I just love hearing US Murph say the word "but" so much.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like there were at least two superfluous "buts" in there, but hey, buts aplenty.
That is breaking news as we record this podcast that Roger Federer has retired from tennis. We'll cover that one. We react to breaking news. We're going to cover that one on the show tomorrow. You can sign up now on secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month plus VAT. And you will, of course, hear all the podcasts ad-free. The Second Captains podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Why don't we play out with some inspirational words? You probably heard the amazing speech of Welsh actor Michael Sheen this week when he was asked what he'd say to the Welsh players in the dressing room before their World Cup match against England. But is that really any match for England, potentially getting Peter Beardsley in to sing his unreleased version of the rap part of World in Motion, recorded with New Order? For the 1990 World Cup, we all remember John Barnes eventually getting the nod, his version, but apparently a number of other England players were asked before, along with Barnes, and for some amazing reason, they did not go for Peter Beardsley. Let's just hear from the man himself. This clip re-emerged this week, and I just don't think, it just cannot fail to get Jadon Sancho and Harry Kane going for the game against Wales. It's so inspirational. It really needs to be the last thing you hear on today's show. So thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks for listening. Here is Peter Beardsley rapping in 1990.
To hold and give, but you're at the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you, defend and attack. There's only one way to beat them, get around the back. Catch me if you can, cause I'm the England man. And what you're looking at is the master plan. We ain't no hooligan, this ain't a football song. Three lions on the...
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.